In defense of dense prose and the retail site quietly breaking your headphones, the most upvoted story in this week's entire Hacker News lineup was an essay titled "I Like 'Em Thick, An Apology to My English Teachers" from the Experimental History blog, which scored 754 upvotes and 306 comments. The author argues that dense, layered writing, the kind most modern style guides discourage, is better suited to conveying genuinely complex ideas than the stripped-down, short-sentence clarity that has become the dominant aesthetic of digital communication. The essay distinguishes between density and obscurity. Complexity of expression, it contends, can be appropriate and even necessary when the underlying ideas are themselves complex. The Hemingway app aesthetic, which penalizes subordinate clauses and any sentence exceeding roughly 15 words, may be optimizing for the wrong variable. A companion piece from the same author, Why Aren't Smart People Happier?, earned 195 upvotes and 273 comments, with the observation that intelligence correlates with a heightened awareness of failure modes that does not necessarily improve decision-making but does compound anxiety, a framing that resonated specifically with a community that has spent careers modeling how. The HN comment thread drew programmers and engineers into an unusually substantive discussion of writing style, with several comments noting that scientific and legal writing is dense for principled reasons. The precision that density enables is the feature, not the bug. Systems break. The AliExpress fingerprinting story, reported by a blogger at Lazarfile, deserves wider attention beyond the technology community. AliExpress webpages reportedly run a silent web audio API fingerprinting script that probes a system's audio hardware configuration without user disclosure or consent. The script generates audio signals that Bluetooth multipoint devices, headphones connected to two devices simultaneously, interpret as audio activity, preventing the automatic handoff between devices from triggering. Users experiencing degraded Bluetooth functionality had no normal troubleshooting path that would identify a retail website as the cause. The underlying fingerprinting technique is more consequential than the Bluetooth disruption alone. Web audio fingerprinting generates a highly stable identifier based on subtle variations in how specific hardware processes audio signals, variations that differ by CPU, audio chip, driver version, and OS configuration, and that survive cookie clearing, incognito mode, and VPN use. Running such scripts without user consent is not a regulatory gray area under GDPR. The fact that the technique also breaks device functionality creates a separate harm calculation that is difficult to dismiss as victimless tracking. A related piece on anti-AI fonts, typefaces designed to be illegible to vision models, concluded that such techniques are both technically futile as model capability improves and potentially harmful to accessibility, since distorted glyphs that confuse AI systems frequently create equal or greater problems for screen readers and users with visual impairments.